Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, December 3rd. Charlotte is not here anymore, as some of you may know, but the opening is still with Charlotte on there. So we still remember her as being very cool. And she was with us for just about a year and decided to move on with her career and everything. So we wish her all the best. And instead, though, I have someone very exciting in the studio. Her name is Jennifer Golden. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thanks, Sam.
And so we met a couple days ago, and you seemed pretty cool.
Thanks.
You know,
you did
so
too.
I asked you to come on the air with me today, and we'll find out a little bit about you, and we'll talk about what's going on and everything. So for those of you not in L.A., we've been having rain. Have you been enjoying the rain, Jennifer?
I've been enjoying it because it's definitely a change. And
yeah,
it feels a little bit more like the holidays since it's brought colder weather. But it's not fun to walk around in or to drive in.
That's true. Yesterday, I was driving to Simi Valley to see my daughter. And I got stuck on one of the freeways for about 20 minutes. The traffic was virtually still. Moving very slowly, and you know, you just feel trapped. You know, it's like you don't know what to do. You know, do I leave? Do I get out of the freeway? And then you can't because the traffic is so close to each other, and
it feels a little claustrophobic when that happens.
It does. You know, you feel really helpless, and that's why I think a lot of people get like road rage and stuff. You know, because
yes,
you feel helpless.
And LA drivers don't know how to drive in the rain, so
they freak out
even more.
I know. We do have that reputation. People either drive too fast or too slow, you
right.
know.
Right. And when it's raining, it's just like a whole mess.
Right. I know. And so when we finally got to the accident, there was a pickup truck like stuck on the median. You know, there's like a wall between one direction and another direction. And the pickup truck was stuck right on top of it.
Wow.
Yeah. So I figured he probably like hydroplaned, you know, when there's water and you drive fast.
Mm-hmm.
It can make you like
spin, right?
It can make you either spin or you just kind of like, yeah, the wheels lose traction, you know, and it lifts you up. It lifts up the car.
That's crazy. So, well,
yeah.
I'm from Miami, so we're taught how to drive in the rain.
Really?
You have to keep hitting the brake so that your wheels dry.
That's true, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we don't know that here, I guess. But it was amazing to see that. And I was wondering about the driver. I thought, you know, how stupid can you feel when all these cars are passing by you
you're
like stuck on the median there?
I wonder if he was injured too, because to get up there, I'm sure like you're whipped around in the car.
Probably, yeah. I don't know how it happened. I mean, it's like it seemed like he just took off. But no, he was standing by the car and he seemed okay. So I don't know. I mean, there were cops there and everything. But they narrowed down to one or two lanes. And, you know, with that kind of traffic. Man.
What time were you driving?
That was about 1:30. Yeah, 12:30, 1 o'clock. Yeah, and that was terrible. So I was hoping there wouldn't be any more of that. And then I get the tire pressure light comes on in my car, and I'm going, this is like pouring rain. I don't need this right now, you know? So I finally pulled off the freeway. I mean, I was going fast. I thought, I'm not feeling anything, so I'll drive, right? But it's crazy. So I pulled over. And all the tires are fine, so I don't know what's going on, you know.
Yeah, I will tell you, my tire pressure light has been on now probably for a month.
Really?
And I've had my tires checked. Nothing's wrong. I think it's just the light.
I think so, you know. I mean, it's like you go to the tire place and there's nothing wrong with them.
Right.
I know. Man, all these sensors and stuff they have on the cars now, you know, the computers, they make everything so much more complicated.
Right. And you expect them to work. You're like, well, if you were put into the car, you must know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
But nope, that light's still on.
That's pretty funny, you know. So So you're from Florida, from Miami?
Yes.
Is that where you were born?
I was born and raised in Miami Beach.
Wow. I mean, what a place to grow up, huh?
It was a lot of fun.
Was it?
Yes.
I mean, did you start partying early on in life there?
Don't tell my parents. Yes. No? Listen, when you're in Miami, you go to clubs at age 15 and everyone has a fake ID.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And they let you in at 15? I mean, you don't look 21 usually when you're 15.
No, right? I don't know why they let me in, but they did.
Yeah. I didn't mean you in specifically. I just meant in general.
Yeah, no, all of us. 15. We looked very young. I don't know what they were thinking.
Wow. I guess everybody's just into the partying there, you know.
Yep. And then I went to college there, too. So by then, I was a seasoned pro at going out.
Wow.
And I was lazy then.
So what college did you go to?
University of Miami.
Oh, yeah? Is that a pretty good school?
It is.
Oh, wow.
It's a good school.
Pretty cool. Charlotte came from... She went to school in Florida as well, but she went to FSU.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Florida State in Tallahassee. So that was, you know... So, I mean, that was a pretty big partying school, too, she said.
Even more so.
Really?
It's different. Well, because in Miami, you have clubs and you have more like a city life.
Right.
In Florida State, in Tallahassee, it's like bar central.
Really?
And it's a lot of college life. So I'm sure she had a great time.
Oh, wow. Did you ever travel up north in Florida?
I went to Gainesville a couple times to visit friends at the University of Florida, mm-hmm. but I never made it to Tallahassee.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, cool. But you got to travel quite a bit, right, when you were in Florida and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of places to go, right?
There's a lot of places there. It's kind of like California in that way where you can drive to the Keys or you can drive to Orlando and go to Disney and things like that.
Right.
There's also Tampa. There's the west coast of Florida. So there's Naples over there. And
yeah. I mean, there's many different parts to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've only been to Miami a couple times, but I'd like to see different places there. You know, it sounds pretty cool. And people are cool from Florida, too, you know. I don't know why, but they just are. You know, the people I've met have been pretty cool. So, wow. So, you know, growing up in Miami Beach... do you have any siblings?
Nope, I'm an only child.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. What's that like? I mean, you know, some people are... I've met some people that are only children, and they're grateful. You know, they're happy. So I don't know. And then some wonder what it'd be like to have siblings. How did you grow up?
Well, I actually grew up with my father and my mother, very tight-knit circle, just the three of us. And my dad is an only child as well.
Oh, okay.
He and I, though, are very different in the way that we socialize.
Uh-huh.
He's happy being independent and alone. And has, you know, gotten used to that kind of lifestyle. I, on the other hand, love being surrounded by people because I didn't grow up with siblings.
Right.
So to me, I'm like, you know, the more the merrier. Pack my studio apartment with all my friends. I don't care. Let's just all hang out at the same time. So I grew up fine. I would say probably a little bit quicker than most kids because my parents were my friends and their friends were my friends.
That's cool.
They would just bring me wherever they went.
Yeah.
So I grew up like, you know, doing whatever they did.
Right.
And now I feel like I'm regressing and becoming more childlike because I'm like, I get to run around and play and do whatever I want.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah,
you know?
So maybe I'll stay younger longer. Who knows?
Yeah, there you go. You know, I mean, you still have many years. So, yeah, I mean, you're in your 20s, right?
I'm almost 30. I turned 30 this month.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. You look young. I mean,
thank you.
As a compliment, I'm saying that. You know.
I know. I wonder what I looked like at 15. I definitely didn't look 21.
You know. Well, congratulations. So you're facing your 30s now.
Yep, December 22nd.
What did you like your 20s in general?
I did. I really enjoyed my 20s. I learned a lot. I had a lot of fun, made a lot of mistakes, learned from all of them. And hopefully, you know, going into my 30s, I will not repeat any of those.
I know. The 20s are, you know, I figure the 20s are to really find yourself... But not in a very spiritual way, you know, more like, you know, where do I fit in this world? Where do I want to go? I don't have many responsibilities yet, so I have the freedom to choose direction and stuff. And I know my early 20s, I had a lot of fun partying.
<laughs> You know? Were you in Israel then?
No, I was here already. I came here when I was 16 years old, and that was 1976. So... that partying in the 70s was amazing and in the 80s as well. Lots of drugs and stuff. Well, obviously marijuana, but cocaine was hot then. Mm-hmm. I hear it's hot again, you know, amongst youngsters. I don't know if teenagers, but early 20s and stuff. I mean, I'm hearing that they all go to parties for my kids and stuff. And all people do is do cocaine, you know.
I believe it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you see it happening?
I don't see it so much as I would just assume that it's happening.
Yeah.
You know, at parties when people drift off into bathrooms or closets or closed doors, you're like, okay, you're obviously doing something behind that door.
Yeah.
And I know it's an upper, so it's like a, you know, a dose of coffee probably at midnight that
it's crazy. I never, acquired a taste for it at all. Because it would make me too high strung, you know. It is an upper.
Right.
And sometimes they'd mix it up with speed, and that would really, like, make you, like, fly, you know.
Yeah.
So, and we did Quaaludes, which were, like, tranquilizers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Those would make you numb like crazy.
What happened to those?
I don't know. They're not around anymore.
My generation missed out.
Yeah. You've got your own drugs.
We do.
It's like meth and stuff, you know, that wasn't even around back then. And now it's like so widely used, you know, meth.
Yeah.
A lot of people get caught up in that.
It also became more popular, I think, because of Breaking Bad.
Oh, really? Is that what it is? Yeah, I see. I don't watch the show, but is that what they have there?
I didn't watch it either.
It's got a meth lab?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know.
So there's a lot of jokes out there these days about meth. It's like, oh, no, I make meth. What?
Really?
Okay.
I know. But it's crazy, you know, and heroin use is up, I was reading somewhere. So that's pretty serious stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Crack cocaine.
Pills, too. People pop those things.
Right. So, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, it seems like drugs are getting more and more dangerous all the time.
Yeah.
And I was just reading that many kids are getting killed by this or are dying from these synthetic drugs that are out there. You know, they're not like – because, you know, when you smoke marijuana, for example, you can't, like, OD on that. It's a plant, you know.
Right. But if anything, you fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Eat yourself into a food
coma. Or you freak out, or you panic, whatever. Some people, it doesn't agree with them, you know.
But doesn't agree with me.
No?
No.
Yeah.
It makes me tired. I giggle, and then I fall asleep.
Really?
What was the point of that?
No, me and marijuana are on a first name basis, so it definitely agrees with me.
Listen, I wish it would agree with me because I feel like I should chill out at some point.
Yeah, well, no, relax. It's better not to, you know. Yeah, don't put any shit into your body. So, talking about that, I mean, are you like into health or anything? Do you go to a gym? Or?
I am. I'm very into yoga.
Really?
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a new thing for me. I used to do it. I did Bikram yoga for a while. And okay.
What's that? Is that like a specific
hot.
Kind? It's what?
It's hot yoga. So turn the room like up to, I don't know, 100 degrees.
Wow.
And then expect you to do yoga for an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you sweat like crazy, obviously.
Like crazy.
Wow.
You just are drenched from head to toe, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing that right now, but I am doing a class at Crunch that is taught by my favorite yoga teacher, Ursula Vari. Uh-huh. And it's an hour and a half of vinyasa yoga. And it's relaxing and therapeutic and also a really good workout.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Wow, 90 minutes of doing this.
Yeah, you would think that it felt like a long time. But
right.
By the time you get out of there, you're kind of like walking on clouds because it's so spiritual.
Really?
Yeah. And it gets you to become comfortable with discomfort. So you just become like a whole new person, I think, from it.
Wow. That sounds good, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not into like other health stuff.
No, huh?
But that's about it. That's where I draw the line.
Well, but at least you're doing that. That's good. You keep your body. And I know, I mean, yoga is pretty new.
Like 2 months.
Oh, okay. So you're new to it.
Consistently for 2 months, yeah.
Yeah. But good for you. I mean, if you're consistent about it. That's good.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, for sure. So you went to college. What did you take in college? What interested you at the time?
I studied broadcast journalism and theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a creative type here.
Yes, we do.
Not a 9-to-5 type of a person.
I did that for a while I was living here. Right. While I've been here. I did a job for 6 years, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, 9 to 6 every day.
Really, sitting in a pool. So did you start working in those fields back in Miami? Not the PR, but right. The broadcast. And
I just did college stuff. Like, I hosted a news show at college. It was called News Vision. I was a co-anchor. Mm-hmm. And I did theater. But then once I graduated early, actually, to move out here.
Oh, okay. So you had a plan to move here.
I'm a woman with a plan.
Yeah. So was that for your career? You figured there's a better chance here for a career in television or whatever you want to be in.
Move right out here to get started. And then, of course.
Good for you. I mean, to drive that alone would be pretty lousy. You
know? I am curious, though, about driving cross country.
Yeah,
I
that would like be nice,
that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, take a friend or two and stuff. That would be cool, I think, you know. But some people drive here from the East Coast. I don't know how they do that by themselves, you know.
I don't know either. I have a friend that just did it recently with his wife. And they stopped at every possible stop you could see on the way, took pictures. It was like a vacation almost.
Yeah.
For, I think, a week they just drove straight.
Yeah, that would take you a week or so if you stop everywhere.
But that's cool. You get to see, like, world's largest donut and, like, the like tallest man. I don't know. Whatever you see along the way.
Yeah, I know all these pictures, right?
Biggest stack of pancakes.
Yeah. I know. A road trip sounds actually pretty exciting. You know, I wouldn't mind doing that sometime. I'm close. I've been to, Florida. I've been to New York. Nevada. I lived in Nevada. I've been to Utah, Arizona. So most of like the west part of the country. I've been to Wisconsin, to Minnesota, Detroit, I think.
Indianapolis. You've gotten around.
Yeah, but I mean, nothing like, not a big deal. You know, I mean, some people have been to all 50 states.
That's so cool. I want to do that in my lifetime.
I know. Those are usually the comics, the comedians, because they travel a lot. You know, they travel to different places. So some comedians I've met have been to all the states, you know. So it's pretty cool. Did you know anybody when you moved here?
I did. I was lucky enough to have family here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I had my uncle and my cousin, and I lived with them when I first got here in the Palisades.
Oh, wow.
I was very fortunate.
Yeah.
For 6 months. I also had a couple other friends here and then made a bunch more through those people.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So I know, because sometimes people come by themselves and it's really hard. I mean, it's easier when you know somebody. Right.
I can't imagine what those people feel like when they get here because it's a whole different world and it's a big place.
It is. It is. And you need to learn how to live here.
And how to drive here.
Yeah.
For some reason, I think the highways like are so different because the lines are white. And I'm used to in Miami, like yellow lines, like you can see them.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Very clear. When I first moved here, I was like, I don't know what lane I'm even in.
Really? Yeah. So they're like yellow. The lane lines are yellow. Wow, that's interesting.
They're very clear. You can see them.
Yeah.
Here, it's like they've faded away and they just never repainted them. I don't know what it is.
I know, man. We just have so much traffic. All you can do is laugh about it, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would make you cry.
I don't actually have road rage. I get sort of like, I get conversational with the cars around me.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would you make that choice? Like, maybe you should use your, you know, blinker for a change. I don't know.
Yeah.
I try and rationalize with them.
Yeah.
And then other people just flick me off. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not going faster than what you would like me to do. Just going to do what I'm doing. Thank you.
Exactly. You got to ignore them because people will pressure you. You know, they'll tailgate you and shout to you and things like that. Yeah, people are crazy. But you got to remember, I mean, we've got 4 million people in this town. And they're all trying to get somewhere alone in their cars. You know, I mean, there's rarely any cars in the carpool lanes, you know. Everybody drives on their own.
Right.
By themselves in their cars. So we have a lot of cars, no public transportation to speak of. And that's what happens. So every fool gets it behind the wheel. You know, it's not like they're trained or anything. You know, you look at a bus driver or a professional driver, a cab driver, a pilot, you know, they're trained. But drivers on the street, I mean, it's just anybody drives, you know? So.
And what do these people do that they're out in the middle of the day driving around?
Yeah.
That's what I always wonder. When I first moved to LA, that was the big question. I was like, why are there so many people out just in the middle of the day strolling?
Right.
What are their jobs?
Yeah.
And I want that job.
A lot of people don't work here.
Right, exactly.
I know. It's like they act between jobs.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. I mean, you know, people come here for entertainment and they find that it's not an easy place to make it. I mean, there's a lot going on, but there's also people coming here from all over the world trying to do the same thing.
It's true. My parents still ask me, actually, my mom, she's guilty of this. She'll call me and be like, have you been discovered yet?
Oh, really?
My mom, I've been here 8 years. I don't think that people get discovered anymore in the way that they did in the 20s.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Today, you really got to be out there.
Right.
Yeah. You really got to show your face and hit the pavement, you right. know? I mean, there's no other way to do it. So you've been here for 8 years, did
yeah.
you say?
Going on 8 years in February.
Oh, wow. So that's a long time. So you feel at home here by now, I imagine.
Definitely. This is now home, and I have the family visiting me here instead of me going back to my
Yeah, home. That must be cool, huh?
Yeah, they love it. So.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get everyone over here.
Yeah. I know. Then you have your family where you are, which is a lot cooler.
Yep.
I know. It's hard to be away from family. My parents are overseas, and I miss them. You know, they're getting older and stuff, and you want to be near them. And these years, you're not going to be able to bring back, you know, all the years you're missing with them.
Right.
And stuff. So that's cool.
If only flying was cheaper.
Yeah, I know. I know. Are you going home for the weekend? I mean, for the holidays?
I'm not. My mom's coming here for my birthday, my 30th birthday, and for
oh,
Christmas.
Wow.
And otherwise.
So you have a December birthday?
Yep.
Wow. It seems like there are so many December birthdays.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I think it's all those
that
people that,
that stoop on Valentine's
yeah.
Day. That's what it is,
I
right?
I think so. Must have been my scenario because I was born in December.
That's probably what it is, you know. And then maybe in the summer, too, you know. There's a lot of people maybe born in the spring.
Yep. I have a lot of friends that were born in September and October. And I'm like, okay, spread them out. I can't afford all of your birthdays.
Yeah.
I think that's what's a Christmas babies. They were born or they were conceived over Christmas.
Christmas or New Year's, right.
Right.
Wow.
Yep. I got to say, us December babies, though, we lose out because everything sort of gets like mushed together.
That's true. The holidays and everything.
Yes.
Huh?
So either people are out of town for my birthday or they're busy with their families or there's holiday parties. There's always something. So my birthday has to get celebrated sort of like in between other things.
Yeah.
I thought about moving it.
Yeah.
Just like
That's
telling
a good
people,
idea, huh?
You know what? I was born in March.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't remember, so it's
Yeah,
fine.
Like exactly. I don't like my birthday, so I'll change it.
Right.
Yeah.
You can change your name. Why can't you change your
exactly,
birthday?
Exactly. Exactly. And I was thinking about that too, you know, about changing names because I was reading a book and it got me thinking that we don't get to choose our name, you know, but it stays with us our whole life. So people that don't like their names should definitely change them, you know, but
yeah.
It's sort of like inconceivable for some people to do, you know, even for me. I mean, I never thought about it, but I wouldn't mind changing my last name or something.
What would you make it?
I don't know. I was thinking of something for radio, you know, like Sam Steele or something, you know.
That's you could totally do that.
Yeah, you know.
You could have a good stage name.
Yeah, I guess. Huh?
I thought about changing my last name because I was like, well, that's too plain, golden. But then I got here and everyone was like, that's an amazing name.
No, it is an amazing name. You know, you should keep it.
I think it's good. But what happens when I get married? I'm going to have to lose that great name.
Not necessarily. Look, I mean, if you make a name for yourself before that, then just keep it. And besides, you don't have to change it, or you can have a hyphenated name or whatever.
Would it be wrong to ask my future husband to take my name?
You can try.
There need to be more Goldens in the world.
Yeah, you see? And that's another tradition that nobody can explain that we're not really confronting is the fact that women take on the man's name. You know, I mean, why? You know,
right?
Maybe it used to be like that, but we have to stop and ask why should it really happen? You know, I mean, does it make you lose your identity or something? I don't know.
That is very interesting because there's so many things that are changing. You know, women are running for president. You know, there's same-sex marriage. There's all kinds of things that are evolving and changing with the times. Why are we still taking the man's last name?
Yeah,
take my name.
Exactly.
I want a whole line of Goldens. Like, what if we just all of a sudden, what if 1 year, just as a trial, like, people took the woman's last name?
Yeah.
And all those families that now, you know, were created, all their kids now have the female's last name.
The female's last name. That would be cool.
Be a whole cool generation of...
Yeah. Exactly. We've got to challenge everything.
I agree. Let's start
right?
with me.
We can't accept everything the way it is.
No.
Man. Yeah. Be rebels.
I'm into it. That's it. Whoever I marry, you're taking my last name.
Yeah.
Done.
Are you planning a big family? I mean, do you want a lot of kids or do you want only one?
I want more than one.
Yeah.
Not that growing up as an only child was a bad thing, but yeah. because I do think it's cool to go through life with a sibling that gets what your family went through and you have shared history and right. somebody to always rely on. And I love the idea of family and yeah. blood related people and just traditions even that you pass down together. So I would like to at least have two.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could really get behind going through the birth process three times.
Yeah.
I would even like twins just to get them done at one
get
time.
Get it out of the yeah. way, right?
Yeah. One wow. and done or two and done.
Yeah. Well, I think once you get to it, you'll really cherish the time because it seems like pregnant women are really, they're really in touch, you know, with themselves and with the baby and everything. So you never know. I just think more of the future that it's nice to have a big family, you know. I mean, even two kids is a big enough family, I think.
I think so, too.
But
how many do you have?
I have two, and that's plenty, you know. I have a boy and a girl, so.
That's great. One yeah, of each.
So it's perfect. And I don't feel I need any more. But I do love kids, you know. I wouldn't mind another one. I love babies and stuff. So, but it's a little too late in my life right now. I don't think I'd have the patience for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Waking up at all hours of the night, taking care of a baby.
Yeah, yeah. I know. You need to have a lot of patience for it. You know?
Or help.
Yeah, or help. Yeah, that would be nice to have help. But, you know, not everybody can get it, you know, unless you have family living close to you and stuff, you know, and then they can help.
Right.
Yeah, that's why family is so important. And also, you know, when you get older and stuff, you know, you want somebody around you. You don't want to feel alone.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing, like with my parents, you know, all me and my two brothers, we're all at different places. So here they are, raised kids, hoping they'd be around them and stuff, and then they're all gone, right?
Yeah, everyone tends to spread out. I'm actually uh-huh. lucky, though, that I have my cousins here, uh-huh. and we're all about the same age.
Oh, okay, cool.
There's actually five of us that grew up together, and we're 1 year apart. So one is, I guess we're 30, 29, 28, 27, and 26.
Oh, wow.
And three of us live out here. Uh-huh. Two of us live on the East Coast. But we're pretty close. We do every holiday together. We do family dinner every Sunday. We're all each other's best friends. Uh-huh. My two cousins have fiancés now, so they're like part of the group.
Oh, okay.
And it's just cool because,
nice.
Yeah, like we have family that are also friends.
Right.
I would love to have kids that grow up like that too.
Yeah, I know. I grew up with my kids as friends as well, you know. I don't know that it's entirely a good thing, you know, because... then I don't know how much because then they end up like treating you like they do their friends, you know, and
yeah.
it's not a good thing, you know. I mean, I'm your parent first and foremost,
right?
You know, so sometimes I think kids take it too far, but all in all, I'm happy with the kids, you know. I mean, they're like it's a different generation. Parents are now more like. Are cooler, you know. They're like they spend time with their kids more and more like friends, you know. When I grew up, it wasn't like that at all. It was the adults and the kids,
right?
You know. And,
no, now parents will even smoke pot with their kids.
Yeah, I know. God help us with that.
Yeah,
right?
But you know, there's something to be said for the honesty.
Yeah.
Because then the kids aren't hiding it.
That's true.
You know, it's more of like a controlled situation because the parents are part of it and like managing the process, I guess.
Right. So. Yeah. But I still haven't mustered up the courage to tell my kids that I smoke. But
well,
my son
does. Do
they
listen to this show?
No. No, they don't. If they had, they would know a long time ago. But no, I don't know why, but it's weird, you know, because, I mean, my kids are grown, you know. My son's 21 and my daughter's 24. And... yeah, and it's just, it's ridiculous for me not to, but maybe I just don't feel great about it, you know.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Do you know if they do?
Well, that's what I'm saying. My son does, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would be cool to get high with him and stuff, but I don't know. I mean, I'm still thinking of him as my little baby, you know.
Yeah. Growing up.
Yeah.
Growing up at 21.
I know. Well, so this is cool. So you've come here and you've done. So you worked at corporate America for like 6 years.
Yeah, I wouldn't really call it so corporate because it was a very relaxed environment.
Oh, cool!
But it was a good time, and I personally like structure. So,
okay.
And I like routine. I'm yeah. a Capricorn, so
yeah.
That tells you a lot about me.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I like business, and I like learning about business, and I was running a lot of the aspects of the business because my job was the director of operations.
Oh, wow.
So I operated the business, basically,
yeah,
while everyone else did the actual public relations for the business.
I see.
So I enjoyed it. I did. I learned a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, how were you hired? Did you have any background in this kind of stuff?
Or? No.
No, huh? Well, you must be pretty smart then.
Thanks. I actually was introduced to my former boss by my ex-boyfriend in Miami, who used to work with him years and years ago in Miami. Then he opened a business out here. And when I moved out here, my ex-boyfriend introduced me to him. And then he needed an executive assistant.
Oh, okay. Good.
So I became that and worked my way up.
Yeah. You see, it helps knowing people.
It does.
It really does. You know, otherwise, man, you're on your own.
People that will give you a chance are everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So so you've been doing some hosting gigs too as well, which is what you like to do.
I love hosting.
Right? So that's good. And so like what kind of hosting do you do? Like,
well, television? I do a couple shows for AfterBuzz TV, which is an online platform much the same as LA Talk Radio.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's filmed and it's also an iTunes-based podcast. So you can either watch it on like YouTube or you can listen to it on iTunes. And then we cover TV shows and things like that.
Right.
And I also have a show called Two Drunk Girls, which is on YouTube. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. We're not actually drunk. We drink.
You're not drunk?
No, we sip on a beverage while we talk about the news.
Yeah.
Really pop culture, not the news.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nothing
I mean, who
serious.
Wants to talk about the news, you know?
Exactly.
But why did you pick that name? I mean.
Because we're sort of like a younger Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Okay.
So we're two drunk girls, kind of a play on the show. Two broke girls.
Okay, I get that. Okay,
yeah.
Two drunk girls. Okay.
It was just catchy.
Yeah.
We're not always drunk, but people love it. And, you know, they remember the name.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sticks.
And I'm also hosting a show called The Art of Life for the Lifestyle Network.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and if you have DirecTV or Time Warner Cable and order that channel, The Lifestyle Network, you will be able to see the show. We do cool things like jump out of planes and learn to box. And we did fencing and glass blowing and sailing.
Wow.
Yeah, we do bucket list worthy activities.
Yeah, so you've done all these things, huh?
Yep.
Wow. Did you jump off a plane?
I actually didn't. I wasn't there for that episode.
Oh, okay, God.
But
I would you have done it?
No, I think I'd be too scared.
Yeah.
I did go to stunt school and I jumped off a platform and landed on a big giant like mat. It was like a pillow kind of thing. And that was super scary.
Really?
Yeah. I hope in the episode they show me being terrified to jump off the platform.
How high was it? Do you know?
It was like a story high.
Really?
Yeah.
That's still scary.
Oh, yeah. They had to literally talk me off the ledge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I would go to the edge of the ledge and like go to jump off and then I just would stop. I'm like, I'm sorry. My legs aren't moving. I don't know what to do.
Wow.
I was stuck.
Yeah. Do you remember the show The Fear Factor?
I do.
Yeah. I mean, they were doing things like that there, you know, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do those things, you know, especially eating all these worms. And
I wouldn't be able to eat those things.
Yeah.
But zip lining, on the other hand.
Yeah, zip lining sounds good, huh?
That was fun.
Yeah. Except when didn't they do it like between buildings and stuff like that?
Or yeah, they did some
it's
crazy
like really
stuff.
High.
And then after that show, I think came like the American Ninja Warrior and those kinds of things where they do crazy things and Wipeout where they jump off things.
Oh, God. I know. I don't get that, man. But that's fun. So it sounds like you have a lot of fun and stuff.
I do.
Which is very cool.
I got to say, hosting's a good gig. You get to do some really fun things.
That's true. And you get to meet people you wouldn't normally meet.
Oh, yeah. I've done a couple red carpets where I've met people that I'm just like blown away by. I'm like, I get to talk to you?
Yeah. Cool. Huh? I know. Very cool.
Yeah.
And that's where all the celebrities are, you know. So if you're going to be a host, that's the place to be, you know. Very cool. Very cool. Well, so now we know everything about Jennifer Golden.
You do.
And so we should get to some of the items in the news. You've been following the Bill Cosby thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And now apparently, you know, after all the accusations, now this woman's actually suing Bill Cosby for alleged sexual assault in 1974 when she was 15.
Yeah.
This is a 15-year-old. I mean, what was he even doing with him?
I don't know. So, I mean, if you look back at the list of the, I don't know how many women it is now. When I checked on
yesterday, we mentioned 17 women.
Oh, really? When I looked on Sunday, it was like 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then if you read each of their stories, it's so crazy because they were all so young. And everyone's story is the same, that they were drugged and they blacked out and they woke up and were like, what happened?
That's true, huh? So, yeah, that was his M.O., I suppose, you know, to get them drunk or drugged or whatever, you know, which is, I think, very, very cruel, you know, because you're not... I mean, as it is, teenagers under 18 don't really have the power to consent yet.
Right.
So, you know, let alone when someone's drunk or drugged, there's no consent there.
No, and what was he using? What did he have back then? Because this has been going on, they said, since 65. He's been married since 1964, and he's been, these allegations have been coming out from all the way, you know, a year into his marriage.
Yeah.
What kind of drug, though, was he using, speaking of drugs?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea, but... excuse me. He must... the case with this 15-year-old, I guess, is they met when he was filming a movie at Lacey Park in Los Angeles. So he talked to the girls, and Cosby invited him to a tennis club the following day where he served them alcoholic beverages and played games of billiards with them. So then he took them to the Playboy Mansion where he asked her to sit on the bed with him after she came out of the bathroom, and he proceeded to sexually molest her by attempting to put his hand down her pants and then taking her hand in his hand and performing a sex act on himself without her consent. That's a pretty heavy allegation right there, you know. And what are you doing taking a 15-year-old to the Playboy Mansion?
Right.
And... how did the parents not know about this? I don't get it, you know? I mean, this was 1974, you know? People weren't paying that much attention to these things.
Right. I mean, listen, I was 15 and going to clubs in South Beach, and my parents had no idea. They thought I was home at my friend's house.
Yeah,
I would call from the gate and say, I'm home, because it was a landline, and they would see it. And we had caller ID, so they would know I was physically home. But then I would go out after that. So... you know, she could have done the same thing, and he was famous.
Yeah.
So she thought, you know, this would be a really cool experience.
That's true, yeah. I guess, yeah, at 15, 16, I mean, you were like, yeah, give me adventures, you know, who knows?
Yeah, and in LA to go to the Playboy Mansion, I mean, that's like everything.
Yeah. But at 15, I mean, who thinks about it?
Well, when you're 15, you think you're so old. I don't know. I was like, I thought I was so old when I was 15. I knew everything.
Yeah, but you'd be totally out of place at that age at the Playboy Mansion. You know, I mean, it's like, it's all full of sex there. That's what the mansion is about.
Yeah. And it's just so sad, though, that he would have to drug people, you know?
Yeah.
And that's his MO, was to drug girls. What does that say about him that he thought... he needed that to even get the attention that whatever he wanted out of these people.
Yeah.
It's just a sad story.
Yeah, it really is, you know. I mean, to see someone just flame out like that and the career go down the drain. I mean, these are many years he put into his career, and to have it all come back and blow up in your face. And the thing is that it wasn't just one or two times, you know. I mean, this went on for years, it seems.
For years. Someone actually reported that this is the greatest serial raping of all times, because no one knew.
Right.
And it's been going on for so many years. Even his wife, I mean, had to have known, because she's his business manager.
Yeah.
And so she had to be giving out this money to cover this up all this time.
Yeah. Were they giving out money to cover it up?
Well, there was a lawsuit filed in 2005, and that had to be, you know, hushed back then. And I think the woman that he had, I guess, molested or assaulted back then had been promised that he would take care of her education.
Oh, okay.
So that was their deal, was that he's going to make sure that her college was paid for.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, everything has happened except the law getting involved. But I don't know why anybody hasn't started investigating this, or maybe they have. I don't know. But I guess maybe it's just a question of people bringing lawsuits and accusing him.
Yeah, it seems now something has to happen, because enough people have come out where you can't just ignore this anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, his career is Yeah, I would say over because everyone's dropping his contracts for Netflix and reruns of his show on TV Land are dropped.
Right. Yeah. And he resigned from this college position that he had. I'm not sure what he was doing there, but maybe an honorary thing that he had. But he resigned there. And yeah, nobody wants to touch him now.
I don't blame them. But you know what? People have comebacks. Tiger Woods, who nobody thought would ever see again, you know, he's back and he's succeeding.
I know. Well, but that was, that was more between him and his wife, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't like he committed a crime or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
And all the women that he was with were consensual. He didn't drug them.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were older.
Yeah. They were of age. Yeah. I know. It's, you know, that's why that's why it's illegal to have sex with teens, because they're not old enough to give consent.
Right.
The same thing with animals. Okay, like bestiality is illegal because there's no consent there. So for sex to happen legally, there has to be mutual consent, and that's why all these laws are in place. So even if you hadn't drugged them, it's still statutory rape, you know.
Right.
So.
And he took it one step further with drugging them. So, right. I mean, this is just going to get, you know, very messy, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, especially since you're dealing with teenage girls, you know. I mean, they seem to all have been teenagers at the time.
Yep.
So I don't know. I know that Janice Dickinson, the former model, who also was assaulted by him, she broke into tears on one of the TV shows when she was describing her experience. So, I mean, this stays with you, you know. I mean, I can't imagine something like this that just goes away, that you forget about it.
Right.
You know? These are your formative years.
Yeah, and it's crazy that it's all coming out now, because a lot of people are like, well, why now? Why is everybody coming out with their accusations now? Is it, you know, for 5 seconds of fame or what is it? But there's a lot of psychology that goes into it.
Yeah.
There's, you know, being ashamed, feeling like it's my word versus his. Also not knowing that other people have experienced the same thing and thinking like, well, maybe I encouraged it, or feeling like you're at fault in some way.
Right.
There's a lot that goes into this. So
I know.
I'm glad that, you know, it's all coming out now, even though it is almost 50 years later for some people.
Yeah.
But it should show other people that they need to speak up about these kinds of things sooner.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's easier said than done, but definitely that's what people should do, because otherwise it stays with you. And, you know, I mean, at least you got to work it through with therapists and stuff, you know. But if you just keep it to yourself as a kid, it can destroy you inside.
Yeah. Lady Gaga actually just came out saying that she was raped a couple of years ago. Several years ago. And it's something that she buried deep down and wasn't even sure that it happened. She wasn't sure what it was, but she just kept on going with her life, and then realized at this point in her life, she's very depressed because she had suppressed all of that and she had had all that shame. And it's something that if you don't deal with, it becomes a bigger thing. Not that it's not big when it happens, but it just takes on a whole new life.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I feel really bad for people that go through sexual assaults or rapes or molestation, whatever you want to call it. You know, and I mean, and there's people that do this with even younger kids, you know, which is unthinkable. Awful. Unthinkable.
That's horrific that can even happen. I don't know what kind of person does that, but it does happen.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. In the last few minutes, I wanted to bring up this Charles Barkley thing. He used to be a huge basketball star, and now he's a commentator. And he came out and talked about race and stuff. But it's going to take too long to talk about this now, so we'll leave it for another day. But he basically said that. You know, we never talk about race until something bad happens. And that's true. You know, I mean, the thing is that there's no conversation, no dialogue about this whatsoever. You know, you get a black president and you think, oh, well, we're behind all this racism and everything, all this racial tension. But none of that happened. You know, I mean, there's still the still racial problems in this country, very deep divide. And but you guys should look it up. I mean, he said some things that people should really think about. Controversial, but, you know. So in the last few minutes, the richest recording artist in the world, unless you've seen this, who do you think is number one? Like, makes the most money?
Well, right now I would say Taylor Swift, but I would have said Lady Gaga.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that it makes sense, but they haven't been around long enough. I think you have to be around for a while to really accumulate a large net worth, you know. So for example, you have more veterans at the top, like Madonna, for example. Madonna is number one.
Oh, wow.
And she has a net worth of $800 million.
That's good,
almost
for her.
$1 billion.
I just got chills.
Yeah, huh?
Happy holidays to her family.
Yeah, I know. She's 56 years old, and she's been around for a while, so she's had a chance, you know, to build up her wealth and everything. So it's definitely well-deserved. I mean, she's been around. She's made a difference in music.
Yeah, so. She's paved the way for everybody else, basically. I mean,
it's true.
Lady Gaga is basically Madonna.
Yeah.
With a maybe better voice.
Really?
I think a better voice, but a weird persona. Like, yeah. You don't have to dress like that.
Yeah.
You don't. Just sing.
But some people do. Who knows if she would have even become famous if
That's
she
true.
Had dressed like that.
It was a good gimmick. And now she's singing with Tony Bennett and has a whole new thing going on. I respect that.
Yeah.
Do your thing, Lady Gaga.
I know. Following Madonna is Paul McCartney. He's been around for a while, but they're saying with the Beatles, the Beatles only earned him $7 million that whole time.
Yeah, and then didn't they sell all their whole collection?
Right, but I don't think they got much from it.
No.
It was the record
company. That
was a
bad deal.
Yeah. Well, you can imagine, you know, when you're an up-and-coming band or just an unknown band, you're going to sign anything.
Right.
You know, as long as they give you a record deal or something, yeah, I'll sign this, you know.
Yeah.
And then you become really big and you're still making small money.
Isn't that one of the reasons they split up, was because of that deal?
I don't know. I don't know why they split up. I think there was differences between Lennon and McCartney. But
right. And, of course, people blame Yoko Ono, too.
Yeah. It's easy to blame her.
Right. Know? That woman.
She's not very popular. Never has been.
Nope.
So Paul McCartney is worth an estimated $660 million. Number three is kind of surprising. Dr. Dre, worth $650 million.
I don't know that if I'm that surprised, because he does have Beats by Dre, and
that's true,
is huge.
That's true.
And he's a producer.
Right.
So good for him for being like a mogul.
Yeah, that's true. And he started just as a rapper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought maybe like P. Diddy was up there too, but I guess
he is right after.
Really?
Number four. Good for you, you see?
Thanks.
Yeah. So Dr. Dre's been around since 1992. And he's the founder of the Beats Electronics and Aftermath Entertainment. So, when he did sell Apple, his company, right?
Yeah.
The Beats company for $3 billion.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he also find Eminem? I think, you know.
Did he discover him?
Yeah, I think that he made some good choices along the way.
Yeah, huh?
I'd like to pick his brain.
Yeah. I know. So Puff Daddy, Diddy, whatever he wants to call
Sean
himself.
Sean Puffy Combs.
Sean John Combs. Yeah. Number four with $640 million. Number five is Celine Dion. $630 million.
Interesting.
And number six is Bono from U2. Number seven, Mariah Carey, with just over $500 million. And right after her is Jay-Z. Jay-Z, Elton John, number nine. God, you'd expect him to have a lot more than that.
Elton John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been around for a long time. And then Beyonce is number 10.
You know what? I think all those make a lot of sense.
They do, huh?
Yeah.
They deserve their money, I guess,
they
right?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. You know, the ones that have been around longer, they make sense. And then the ones that are on the top that are kind of more recent artists, they're killing it.
Yeah.
That's and they're true. They're not just singing and they're not just rapping. They're doing so many things in business.
Right.
That it does make sense. They're wise with their money.
I know.
And their career.
But it's still crazy that we pay so much money to people that sing or act or play sports. You know, I mean, there's so many professions that really deserve to be paid a lot more.
It's true.
But that's,
I mean,
the way
think
it is.
About it. A doctor performs, you know, a medical surgery on one person an hour. Beyonce will sing for a stadium full of people for an hour, and, you know, they pay per hour, basically. Right. Tickets, what?
Yeah, I mean, business-wise, it makes sense that they would make so much money. But as far as logically,
right.
You know, for entertainers to make more money than everybody else, just doesn't make sense.
Right. In terms of importance of what they bring to the world.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. All right. Well, this is it for today. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having
me. Definitely very cool. A lot of fun.
Thanks.
And everybody, thank you for listening as always. And we'll see you soon.
Tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, only on LA Talk Radio.